We've spoken about men like Matt Williams, Stephen Jones, and Stuart Barnes on this channel before. Until now, I've tried to ignore him, but today you are going to get a front row seat as I react to one of the lamest things Ben Smith has ever posted on social media. If you're not familiar, Ben Smith is a New Zealand rugby writer, allegedly. Smith's work is seen regularly on Rugby Pass, even though I don't know anyone who has actually ever seen him in the flesh. And that means that there is a dispute as to whether or not he actually is a real person. For the purposes of this episode, we shall assume that Ben Smith is actually a real person. If anything, at least he is a pseudonym of a real person. And what we do know for a fact is that he delights in antagonizing South African rugby supporters on X. I mean, just look at the man's bio. Unbeaten against SA Rugby Twitter. Huh. As you can see, this is a man who comes to fight. He wakes up in the morning and chooses violence. Well, today we're going to fight fire with fire. To be clear, I know exactly why he does what he does. There's a great book by Jonah Berger called Contagious. Here it is. It's one of the books that I have on my bookshelf. It's very good as a matter of interest. And it talks about how to make your product or your content gain traction or even go viral. Now, clearly, I've read it and have tried to implement some of what I've learned in the hope of growing my channel. So I won't begrudge Smith using the tactics that he does. For example, one of the things Berger talks about is using anger to elicit a strong emotional response in the reader, viewer, listener, etc. And that's precisely what Smith does. He posts stuff deliberately to anger Springbok supporters. So let's see what our old pal Ben has posted on X that has got my backup this time. There is not one South African club side in the top five for meters per mall across the world in the 24-25 season. What's more, Super Rugby has three of the top five. Number one, Queensland Reds, 4.1 meters. Number two, Highlanders, 3.8. 3, Harlequins, 3.7, 4, Crusaders, 3.5, and rounding up the top 5, ASM Clermont, 3.3. Okay, so as the academics among us might say, let's discuss for 50 marks. What Smith has posted here is not false, but it is certainly designed to act as bait. South African rugby fans love them all. We pride ourselves on the strength of our mall, whether it's a school team, club side, provincial outfit, franchise, or the Springboks. We love mauling. I know there are some South African rugby supporters who would prefer we played more running rugby. Let me tell you this. You play to your strengths. If we can scrum and maul the opposition into the ground, then that's exactly what we should do. In the 2019 Rugby World Cup final, Tendai Mtawarira scrummed Kyle Sinclair mercilessly into the ground in just the second minute. And in that moment, I just knew we were going to win the World Cup that day. I can clearly remember in that moment turning to my wife and saying, "We're going to win today." I just knew it. I could just feel it in my insides. And how about that maul against Japan in the quarterfinals? Remember, we collected the ball in our own half from a lineout and then mauled all the way into their 22 before there was a breakaway and offload to Faf de Klerk, who ran it in for us. That was a thing of beauty. And if you didn't love the sight of that, yeah, well, then you're probably an All Black. So, back to the matter at hand. These stats are firstly flawed because it compares different teams from different competitions. The Queensland Reds are not playing against the same teams as Harlequins, who don't play against the same teams as Clermont. I have no doubt the teams the Queensland Reds are mauling against are weaker than the teams ASM Clermont are mauling against, for example. Nevertheless, good for the boys from Brisbane. But Smith's observation that there is not one South African team in the top 5 for metres per maul across the world in 24-25 is similarly flawed. Firstly, what does that stat actually mean? Well, nothing is the truthful answer. For example, let's say it's a defensive maul with my team in possession. Let's say I'm in my own 22 and I'm maul forward by 10 metres. And I do that enough times so that my average meters gained per maul is now somewhere close to 10. Well, did a try come from that? Did anything positive come from that other than I prevented the other team from gaining possession and attacking in my zone or in my 22, in my half of the field, them scoring a try? No. All it meant is that I had the ball in my own 22 and I mauled forward by 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 meters. It didn't lead to a try. And I think that that is where Smith is going here. Because what he's saying here implies that South African teams have a weak maul. Now, even if that was true, again, who cares? The strength of the Stormers, Sharks, Lions or Bulls' mauls relative to the Springboks is a nothing burger, as the Americans would say. I love that phrase, by the way. I've been trying to find a way to work it into one of my videos. The strength of any of our franchise teams in any department, for that matter, is not something that the Springboks are dependent on. Let's take our lock pairing, for example. I think we'd all agree that Eben Etzebeth and Luit de Jager would be our strongest 4 and 5 combination at the start of a test match. And I know that Luit has had his problems with injuries in the last year or so, but work with me here. Because Adhis Sneyman, remember, typically is a bomb squad member. But we could throw him in this conversation. We could even add Ruan Nokia, who for me was the find of last season in the forwards. As it turns out, we're talking about the best lock combination in the world. And if you want to substitute Luit for Adhir, I'd argue it's still the best in the world. But wait, shock horror, contradictory to what Smith is carrying on about, Eben does not, nor has he ever, played domestic rugby with either Luit or Adhir, or even Ruan for that matter. So now what? The line-out and combined scrumming, mauling, running and tackling abilities of the Sharks locks, Bulls locks, Leinster locks, and any other locks at any other franchise means almost nothing relative to the Springboks. I would love to see what Ben Smith's thoughts will be when the Queensland Reds, who have the most dominant maul in the world, apparently, transition into gold and green jerseys and are reinforced by Waratahs and Brumbies in July, and still take a beating of note against the British and Irish Lions. To be sure, there is no chance the Lions are not beating the Wallabies in July. Australia's best hope is winning a dead rubber third test. Otherwise, the Lions are cruising to victory. So of what use will Queensland's maul be then? See what I'm saying? Another interesting observation is what Smith said at the end of that post. Take a look. Super Rugby has 3 of the top 5. Yeah, that's nice. But again, it means nothing. The only reason Super Rugby is still alive is because Australia and New Zealand hold their national team players to ransom. If they don't play domestically, they are ineligible for the national team, basically. Whereas we recognize that it's a professional sport. And in a professional sport, the best players will play where the best salaries are paid. And that's cool, because there's this thing called international windows. That would be the Six Nations, July tests, Rugby Championship, and Autumn Internationals. During those windows, all national teams are entitled to select their players without any objection or interference from the clubs. Who knew it could be that simple? But hey, if people like Ben Smith and the rest of the Kiwis want to live in the Stone Age, be my guest. I've got one more for you. The Stormers officially have the worst scrum in club rugby across SRP, that's Super Rugby, URC, Top 14 and Premiership. Worst completion rate, 72.8%, and the highest rate of losing scrum by a penalty, 15.2%. Yeah, I think anyone with eyes will tell you that the Stormers have had their problems this season. I was actually at their game a couple of weeks ago against Connacht. Looked like a match between two teams who couldn't defend. But the Stormers were light years better a week later against Benetton. So just in 7 days, the team improved drastically. And I say anyone with eyes can see that. And I'll say this, anyone with a brain will also tell you the Cape Town franchise has had a really bad time of it with injuries. Still, men like Frans Malherbe, Salman Murat, Ben Jason Dixon, and Ivan Roos are almost certainly going to pack down for the Springboks at some stage this season. And if you think any of those men are going to weaken the Bok pack, let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to quickly tell you about my Patreon page. That's a place where you can head on over to. The link is in the description area below. And you can sign up and join my Front Row Rugby Dream Team. You will get great benefits, like, for example, I might write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. We could have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok matches and tactics. And you can get your name featured in my YouTube videos. Those are just some of the benefits. And something else that you can get is discounts on my hopefully soon to be launched merchandise store, and I'm also hoping to be able to give away Springbok match day tickets and other merchandise. So head on over to my Patreon page, sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's about 90 Rand these days. And there are other tiers as well, $10, $25, $50, and so on and so forth. And if you used to work at Eskom and you got a lack of payout, why not show some love, eh? So head on over there if you'd like to support my work. The reason that I'd like you to help me out is because I would love to do this full time, and I would love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under on a daily basis. So if you'd like to help me make that happen, head on over to my Patreon page, sign up, and I look forward to your company next time.